Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're here to share with you tonight. It's not a particularly pleasant story. We're going to talk about what's happening in the Gulf from a very wide, very overview perspective and give you some information that goes deeper than you've seen been shared with you in the mainstream media, particularly. We have been really blessed. Sherry's done some fabulous work tonight that she's going to be sharing, and we put out a press release just a few days ago that is still getting quite a lot of play internationally. So stay tuned tonight for some extraordinary new and in-depth reporting. This overview includes some extremely interesting details about, in fact, a Vatican official being heavily implicated in with Goldman Sachs officials. We'll talk more about that and some other research that Sherry has done over the past week. I want to start tonight by giving our Creator the greatest honor and tribute. As we typically do, we say a prayer on the Insight Hour, and we need it more than ever before. We need the Creator's protection and blessings at this urgent time in history where there's the environmental decimation and the population reduction progress that's ongoing, and so we really need some protection. So let's start tonight with a little prayer. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. I ask for special protection for all of the animals and the wildlife and all the human beings around the Gulf of Mexico and Florida and wherever this oil goes and wherever the chemicals that are being used to disperse it, the toxic chemicals, that we ask for a special anointing and a blessing to alleviate the burden from the biosphere, to literally cause a miracle to protect every life form that exists down there in the Gulf. And we ask for a special also blessing. May all of the windows and doors that are shut and the curtains that have been drawn over those perpetrators that we're going to be talking about tonight, may they be exposed royally and fully and come to justice and literally have justice be brought by your angels. We ask for a special prayer and anointing and blessing on all of the angels. We ask and demand that those angels now, in the name of Blessed Messiah Yeshua, be dispatched to expose, bring into the light, bring into the love, bring into the understanding of what is really happening geopolitically and financially with the devil doers who are creating all of this death and disease and chaos and intoxication and pollution. We ask for a special blessing in the name of the Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
So there you go. That's a good way to start the show. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank BBSRadio.com, Don Newsom, who we just spoke with a minute ago before we started the show at BBS. Great programming on BBS constantly. So if you haven't joined as a member, join as a BBS affiliate member. $2 a month, I understand. You can get access to all the archives, including the Insight Hour archives. They're up, and we greatly appreciate that service that Don and BBS is rendering. We also thank HealthyWorldStore.com and the affiliate program. Sherry, what's happening with the affiliate program these days?
Well, the affiliate program is really starting to grow. A lot more people are getting involved in it. It's a great way to partner with us. Our goal is really to take out the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Creation, and all of these other bad genocidalists out there that are trying to eliminate the population through vaccinations, through pharmaceutical intoxications, and by keeping us all like all messed up in the head so we all stay mind-controlled by the media that actually owns these pharmaceutical entities.
Yeah, they're one. Yeah, basically, exactly. The media is owned by the same power brokers that we're going to talk about tonight, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Rockefeller, Rothschild cartel, and same old, but we're bringing you some names tonight. So we've got some seminars, I think, coming up. We've got some Pharma Horrors presentations. What's happening with that, Sherry?
We'll be in Massachusetts, Northampton, Massachusetts. So if you're out there in the East Coast, if you want to come and see us, we'll be there July 1st. If you want information on that, actually you can email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com. We're going to be at a community center in Northampton. So if you're interested in attending this, it's going to start at 6 p.m., on July 1st, it's going to be sponsored by Flyby News, which is a Jonathan Mark, who is a member of the 9/11 Truth Movement, and he's been really, really supportive. He's also a member of the Healthy World Affiliates.
Right.
And so we're going to help promote his affiliate partnership with us.
And that's what's available to all of you out there. If you want to have us actually come to your community, all you have to do is what Jonathan did. He got a couple groups in town that decided that they had a venue. They have a nice screening facility. There's a movie theater. We just had Tony in San Francisco area and Daniel have a wonderful theater, the Bow Theater, Historic Bow Theater, where we had a wonderful premiere for Pharma Whores. It's just coming out. And you really can easily partner with us for free at healthyworldstore.com. I'm sorry, healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Healthyworldaffiliates.com.
Healthyworldaffiliates.com. You can sign up for free. You'll get a $10,000 valued website, turnkey business, e-commerce opportunity that you can use to save lives and get some money coming in for yourselves. So we appreciate it. You'll be helping us. You'll be helping yourself, and you'll be helping a lot of other people by simply going online, healthyworldaffiliates.com, signing up, and then become part of our organization that is advancing activism insofar as helping the people wake up, save lives, and then expand into the whole understanding of we have a greater truth to fulfill, a greater destiny to fulfill, a greater peace and love and health and healing planet-wide to fulfill as our divine destiny. So that's what we're about. You're invited.
Definitely, you're invited, and it's great. It's a great opportunity for you to actually work with us. So
anyway, I'm holding right here. I don't know if you can see this. Let me see if I can get this a little closer for you to see. It says, "What the spill will kill." What the spill will kill.
And it's on the cover of Newsweek, which is owned by...
Yeah, these are the same movers and shakers. Essentially, the mainstream media
is
all...
Mortimer Zuckerman.
This is Zuckerman? I don't think so. Newsday is Zuckerman,
I
yeah.
I think Newsweek may be his
Yeah,
as well.
I think I don't think Newsweek. I think this is part of the... it's linked to the Murdoch. I'd have to go back and do some investigation on who actually owns Newsweek. I know that several years ago, the editor had been heavily involved with the Council on Foreign Relations. I guarantee you that whoever owns and manages and is the editor of Newsweek is part of the status quo that is covering up the details about what's happening in the Gulf. And as I, about an hour ago, read the feature article in Newsweek, there was only one mention of British Petroleum, BP. And by the way, I just had an interview. We had an interview a couple days ago from our buddy Steve in Spain, who was talking about the fact that the Brits are unhappy about the use of British Petroleum as the identification for the company who owns the well and owns the oil. But actually, the well is co-owned, co-managed, in fact, by the company called Halliburton,
which people know as the Bush-Cheney Corporation. That's everybody's familiar with Halliburton. They had their hand in a lot of really dirty deeds.
Yep, going back to 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11, which Michael Moore, we're exposing Michael Moore, particularly in Pharma Whores, but essentially Moore brushed the surface. That's what he does in his films. He brushes the surface. It becomes part of what's called controlled opposition. You see, the mainstream media, which is controlled, actually controls your mind, and it feeds you a little bits and pieces of truth, because if they didn't give you any truth, it would be obvious that they're a scam. The whole thing would be falling down if they didn't give you some seeds of truth.
Right.
So Michael Moore is what is one of those propaganda ministers who actually administers what is called controlled opposition. Opposition to the Goldman Sachs and the Lloyd Blankfeins we'll talk about tonight. And so this is essentially what this is, too. It's basically, brushing the surface, mentions BP once, doesn't mention Halliburton at all.
Neither did CNN when we watched that yesterday. It didn't mention
nothing.
It at all.
There's nothing.
Neither did Hannity or any of the other, and MSNBC, any other news reports out there. There was nobody mentioning Halliburton, which is really where you have to look at what's the truth now. If they're mentioning Exxon and they're mentioning BP, they're pointing the fingers at Exxon and BP.
Well, they're showing about the comparison for the current spill to the level of oil that was spilled with the Exxon Valdez. And I think there is some connections that you dug up this week.
Right. Well, let's talk about what we dug up.
Okay.
Prior was that it was really interesting to find out that Goldman Sachs and also the ties between BP and Goldman Sachs, the man that is the CEO for Goldman Sachs International and also for BP, is the financial advisor to the Pope. And anybody can research this themselves.
And his name is Peter Sutherland.
Right.
And so Sherry actually broke that story the other day. If you want information on what Sherry just released on a beautiful press release, actually I contributed too, but it was Sherry's principal research. She gave it to me. We discussed it. She wrote the initial draft, and I expanded on it. That's how we work together. And so if you look at everyone else, nobody else talked about Peter Sutherland. Well, this is the international director. Virtually the CEO of Goldman Sachs International is also the chief financial counsel to the Pope. You heard me correctly. The number one company that's implicated, along with Halliburton, which is not mentioned in the media, is Goldman Sachs. Why? Because a number of reasons. Just like they did in 9/11, where they administered this shorting of the airline stocks, and a lot of money was being made in the days before the terrorist attacks on 9/11. Likewise, the same thing was happening with the Gulf, with the explosion that the Halliburton workers, the Halliburton contractors that BP was contracted with to create these seals, to create the cement jobs, to administer everything having to do with the oil rig itself in the ocean. This was a Halliburton contract. And what's interesting is that all of the talk about the seals and the negligence that the United States Congress waged against not Halliburton but BP, likewise in the mainstream media, there's no mention of the guys who were chiefly responsible for this blowing up of this oil rig.
And then Goldman Sachs was involved with doing a number of things. What about the cleanup company, Boots and Coots?
Now that I want you to go into because that's really important.
Purchased prior to the spill, and not only
listen
that, but
this,
what
folks.
About the stocks that Goldman Sachs has 44% of them, they actually...
Now you have to understand this. What Sherry just mentioned is that Goldman Sachs not only shorted the British Petroleum Company stocks, knowing in advance they unloaded 44% of their holdings in the company. This was about 2 weeks before the explosion.
Right.
Now, not only that, this other information, I mean, that's incriminating enough, but get an earlobe of this.
And then,
go ahead.
And then Peter Sutherland.
But you got Peter Sutherland.
And that's a conflict of interest right there.
A gross conflict of interest.
And then they bought a cleanup company called Boots and Coots.
Now listen to this. Boots and Coots. Tell them about it.
Boots and Coots, actually, they bought that prior to the blow up. And not only did they do that.
What is Boots and Coots?
They are known as a cleanup company. They were
the
cleanup,
the oil spill cleanup company. One of the world's leading oil spill cleanup companies was bought out by Goldman Sachs executives. How long ago?
Just prior to the explosion.
Just prior to the explosion.
And
excuse
me. Not only that, but they shorted Transocean, which is the largest offshore drilling company prior to the explosion. They shorted them with stocks.
So they sold their stocks as well, knowing that now there's this big, big movement to try to get away from this concept of offshore oil drilling and this whole dependence. That's what you're right now hearing is the propaganda.
So they made all this money when they sold the stocks, right?
Right.
And then at that time now, you look at it now, all of it's plunging. So really, everybody else is
shorting stocks, profiteering is all about.
Exactly. Now, do you know prior to 9/11, they did that with the airlines?
Exactly. They did that with the airline stocks. Now, let me give you some background. And Sherry, I'm going to ask you.
And then the housing bubble.
They did that. This I have to share too. Because if you go on healthyworldstore.com to get Sherry's press releases, to get our work together, that's in written form, you look at healthyworldstore.com. go down, scroll to the bottom of the homepage at healthyworldstore.com, click on the newsletter archives, and it'll open up years of our past publications that are freely accessible to you. The latest one, the first word in it, is Vatican. If you review that one, you'll get exactly what we're talking about. And then if you continue to scroll down and read what we have written over the past 6 to 8 months concerning Goldman Sachs and the Partnership for New York City and those who control the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, and including the mainstream media. These are the media mob bosses.
That's Pharma Whores, the movie.
That's the movie. Now, if you haven't seen Pharma Whores, the movie, get the movie. You can download it right now on the internet. Go to pharmawhores.com. That's spelled P-H, not like farmers, like tilling the fields. This is pharmaceuticals. Pharmawhores.com. PharmaWhores.com. Go there, watch the film. It's downloadable by donation, and you can call this toll-free number. You can actually order that film as an affiliate for 20% discount as a Healthy World affiliate on healthyworldaffiliates.com, or you can go to healthyworldstore.com and pay the full wonderful donation. Thank you in advance for it's about $24 and change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you can get the feature length docu-comedy Pharma Whores. It's well worth watching. Just for these little details where you begin to fully pull the little pieces of the puzzle together to bring you the full picture that you can understand now. Part of this picture, before I go on and before Sherry goes on, it's really important to understand where this environmental degradation and pollution comes into this whole globalist agenda. This is directly out of the report from Iron Mountain. Way back in the late 60s, I think it was 67, you had the International Globalist Think Tank assemble in Iron Mountain, New York, to determine how, if there was a way that this planet would be economically viable transitioning into a non-military or semblance of peace on earth scenario, what would it be that would keep the economics going and the globalist money makers such as Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Rothschild, Rockefeller cartel in business if they're not making money militarily? So this was one of the major objectives and determinations of that think tank, was to create global problems for environmental pollution and degradation that would threaten the entire biosphere. And so this is what you're seeing. This is why they blew up that oil rig, and that what Sherry just mentioned, they shorted the stocks, but also the Goldman Sachs cartel, the JP Morgan Chase, Rockefeller, Rothschild, administered through Goldman Sachs, that controls, they're called government sacks in many periodicals now. This is the revolving door between the financial Wall Street industrialists and the United States federal government and the Federal Reserve. This is where you have had every single one of your U.S. Treasury Department chairmen have come out of, graduated out of Goldman Sachs. And so who's running the government and really pulling the political strings on all the puppet politicians that give us a chance to vote for in this thing they call democracy? Actually, it's corporate fascism and international banksters operating in disguise in the background. This is Goldman Moneybag Sachs. And that what they did is that they literally shorted not only the housing market in the United States. Then they got away with that because what happened was, in day two, the second day after the mainstream media was starting to focus of the house, that this now was making headline news. So what did they do? It was so perfectly timed. It was as though it was totally planned weeks and months in advance, which it probably was, based on all the evidence we're looking at. Suddenly, an explosion in the Gulf takes all the focus of the media's attention off of Goldman Sachs, places it not even on the partners, Halliburton, places it on BP and, of course, the environmental destruction. Now, what are they doing? Now, Sherry, I want you to talk about this other link because
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, I want to also say something that goes back to a report that came from Veritas, Mel Fabregas, the Veritas show, where he interviewed the documentary filmmaker James Fox, who went down to the Gulf, and any reporter that was seen with a camera, anyone with a camera, was arrested, and anybody caught talking to a reporter with a camera was arrested. So they had men in uniforms, they had troops down there, and a lot of arrests were being made, according to James Fox, who was down there doing an investigation. Well, Mel interviewed him once again, and he saw them spraying dispersants over the water of the Gulf, and they were, how did he describe
horrible
them?
Smelly, disgusting,
like really, really
odor.
Toxic,
like it was some sort of a battery acid fumes that was totally degenerating whatever it touched.
And it was meant to, like, sink the oil that was coming to the surface.
That's
so
the plan right now.
So people would not be able to see it, and nobody would be able to take photos. Actually, they wouldn't even let anybody take a plane overhead to even to take shots of that.
And so what they're doing is with these chemical dispersants that the scientists are saying are 100 times more deadly in this manner of dealing with this oil slick, instead of letting it float to the surface where we can see it, yeah, it's unsightly, but the fact of the matter is it's about 100 times less toxic, and ultimately it's environmental destruction and it's wildlife destruction. What they're doing is they're making it sink to the bottom using these extremely toxic chemical dispersants.
And the interesting thing, an article in the New York Times came out, believe it or not, where the toxic dispersant that was being used actually lost out to, I mean, the other competitors lost out to one toxic dispersant that was used, and that was the Corexit dispersant. And so I researched why was the Corexit dispersant the only one that was really allowed to get the gig.
Yeah, what did you find?
No one else was able to get it. When you have all these people going in for the gig and putting a bid on it, why was this only the only one that actually, and this is their excuse, this is what their reasoning was. When I went to research it, the obvious reasoning was, well, they had all of the chemicals available for this huge disaster, and no one else was able to supply them with it ready and available. Well, isn't that convenient? So why did this company happen to have it and no other company had any of the chemicals readily available? Well, Corexit is owned by Nalco. Nalco, in 2003, the Blackstone Group, the Apollo Group, and Goldman Sachs partners bought Ondeo Nalco for $4.3 billion. So that's the interesting thing.
$4.3 billion. Now, say these names again, because, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about these companies. So I want you to get these straight. And by the grace of the Creator, you will help to carry this truth, which is so shocking and so stunning, because it's the same old, and we're beginning to see this same pattern of U.S. trader, American traders, in fact, global traders, who are being exposed now for their economic, gross, conflicting interests and their pollution agenda and environmental intoxication and human depopulation agenda. These are the chief genocidalists. And the only way to flush them out and shed the light of truth on them is by you doing your part. We have got to end this conspiracy of silence. It has got to end. You have got to do your part. We're in the last days. We're in the final days. And what does it say in the Bible about those who are given the encouragement and the intelligence to share the truth, and that the truth shall set us free, and to share that truth, to have knowledge of the truth, is your calling. And if you don't use this, if you don't actually be responsible for your calling, it's like the watchman, the blood of those shed, of the creatures and we the people shed by your lacking of ability or responsibility and follow through in actually heralding this truth that shall set us free. You shall be judged very harshly for that. This is very, very important. So, Sherry, give us those names again, because what we're going to do this coming week, we're going to put out a follow-up press release to this one that just exposed this Peter Sutherland, director of the financial operations for the Vatican, the chief counsel for the Vatican, which is Goldman Sachs international director up until a few weeks ago. He just left that position. He was also a major mover and shaker up until a few weeks ago for BP, British Petroleum. So here's an insider with his conflicting interests on all of the different sides of this camp, and that ultimately that this is extremely important for you to get these people and get these companies that are doing this to we the people and our planet. Go ahead, Sherry.
So we have the Apollo Group.
Apollo Investment Group. Apollo Investment Group, will just give you a little heads up. They are a major, quote, private equity investment organization.
Mentioned in Pharma Whores.
Mentioned heavily in Pharma Whores. In fact, that's where you'll see the main money in terms of veering, V-E-E-R-I-N-G, veering the money that was supposed to be going for the reconstruction of the 9/11 towers, of the World Trade Center towers in New York, was veered to Las Vegas. You can see it with your own eyes when you watch the film Pharma Whores, or when you visit Las Vegas, you'll see that money. Now, the Apollo Investment Group and then Texas Pacific Group, those two organizations are heavily involved in the management of the private equity money. You see, the money's got to move. They can't have $11 billion, $3.8 billion of Larry Silverstein sitting around. They don't put it under their pillows. I know it's a wise idea for maybe you and me, given the banking situation today, but they don't do that. If your money sits without making money, especially billions of dollars sitting around, you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing on Wall Street. They put the money into Las Vegas, into the city center, the MGM Grand, the Apollo Investment Group. These are the movers and shakers, not only in Wall Street, but in the casino hotels, in the major crime bosses, the drug cartel. These are the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, energy industrialists. And they're sucking up your energy and mine, and they're sucking up the planet's energy and the biosphere. All of the animals that are dying, all of the vegetation that are dying, and we the people who are heavily intoxicated as they disperse these chemical dispersants 100 times more toxic than leaving it alone. This is what's happening today. You and I have got to be responsible. Go ahead, Sherry.
Blackstone Group.
Blackstone Group, another partnership for New York City, the Blackstone Group that we exposed with the Partnership for New York City and the whole connection to...
All 9/11.
This is all a repeat of 9/11. This is a repeat.
Same people involved.
Same people.
The Partnership for New York City, if you look at what Goldman Sachs' ties again to 9/11 were, he's on the Partnership for New York City. He is the co-chairman along with Rupert Murdoch. It's a David Rockefeller organization. And again, he is running that show. He is running this show. He's running all of the shows. This man.
You're talking about David Rockefeller and Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein.
Lloyd Blankfein. His name.
Partners.
They're all partners. Now, you're going to see mentioned so much is that Exxon is a big name mentioned, more than Nalco, because Nalco, if you research it, it has the tie to Lloyd Blankfein.
Now, through Goldman Sachs.
In 1994, Nalco formed a joint partnership with Exxon. So that's why they're mentioning Exxon. Exxon is really where they should be mentioning Nalco.
Yeah, but see, you see how they do that? This whole distraction. They mention Exxon only in reference to the Exxon Valdez. oil crisis. But the fact is, this NALCO organization that was purchased by Lloyd Blankfein at Goldman Sachs, major shareholders, for how many billion? Two-something billion they purchased?
It was $4.3
billion. $4.3, and that's the major oil cleanup company? Is that what that is?
That NALCO is not known to be an oil cleanup. It's a water. It's a company that, helps filter water. Their only thing was they had a side thing that they did with the dispersants. So they had this side thing. It was kind of like first aid kit. It's kind of like it was not their main business. But for some reason, they were stockpiled on everything, dispersants, and no other company.
So they
companies that specialize in dispersants apparently didn't have the stuff on hand. But this company that deals with water had the dispersants on hand.
So how convenient is that? To essentially be set up in advance. This is what they do with the vaccinations. This is what they did. Again, Goldman Sachs, AstraZeneca, MedImmune, they invested, they bought the company, they merged MedImmune, the makers of the FluMist nasal spray, just in the weeks advanced before the H1N1 alleged swine flu pandemic broke out. Here was the Johnny-on-the-spot people, all had their preparations, products prepared for the multi-billion dollar deals to do what? To intoxicate we the people, injecting us with a new recombinant, a live active virus that mutates. And now this fall, watch what's going to happen this fall. You watch. You heard it here. You're hearing it elsewhere. Our colleagues all over, Dr. Bill Deagle, likewise, we compared notes a couple weeks ago. We're on the same page. Ultimately, those in the know understand they're coming back with H1N1. Who's coming back? The same damn people who just did this in the Gulf. We kid you not. Absolutely, incredibly, it's right in front of your face and nobody sees it because the mainstream media is distracting you. Like with this issue with Exxon Valdez, it's off the mark right here, right now.
So that's what we hope you do with our releases or any other releases you get with information that the mainstream isn't reporting. The only way we can get it out to the public is if you help us spread the news, because we're only two people. We need, you know, a lot of people to actually go and spread the news out to everybody, because look at our competition. We have all the mainstream news stations to compete with that aren't reporting this. Nobody's getting
this
information.
You have Newsweek to compete with. We've got CNN, ABC, CBS, all of these companies that are controlled by the same movers and shakers in this military medical cartel. You've got controlling the mass mind. That's another reason why I urge you to watch Pharma Horse, because the treatment of the subject is outstanding. It's historic. Nobody has ever done what we've done on film. This is a real classic anti-drug cult film, where you suddenly realize, oh man, these guys did something unheard of. They exposed the little wizards behind the scene here, pulling all the strings on the mass media, controlling the public's mass mindset, literally moving all of these financial operations, these secret operations, and these covert operations that are decimating the populations, including we the people.
And here's an interesting thing, too. When watching the news, I'm realizing that they're making this out to be a Republican and Democrat thing.
Yeah, that's how they get away with it.
And this is why they're not pinning it on Halliburton, because as soon as they mention Halliburton, people come out and say, oh, you don't want to blame Obama. You want to blame the Republicans for this. Oh, don't you think Obama's to blame for this? Well, guess what? They're all in the same boat together. I just had an email sent to us saying that our press release in regards to the last one with the Pope
and the vote,
and the Halliburton ties.
Suddenly, like last week when I was at conspiracy conference, I was alleged to have been an agent, a knighted agent of the Vatican. This week now, suddenly Horowitz is anti-Catholic.
And a leftist Democrat.
My God.
Leftist Democrats.
People are so out to lunch.
They have a problem with Catholics. We're a leftist, and we believe the Pope is evil. And that's our whole agenda, is to make sure that in the next election that a Republican doesn't get elected.
Right. So that's what's filling right now the media. The whole discussion is anybody that wants to blame Obama administration for faulty incompetence with regard to this cleanup and pressuring BP, and of course not mentioning Halliburton and not mentioning Goldman Sachs, where all the money comes from for their reelection. Okay, they're saying that we people are these right or these left-wing liberal radicals who are basically now shown to be ridiculous. Yeah. This is the mindset of this is absolutely divide the sheeple to conquer the flock.
Right.
So the mainstream media divides people, separates right wing from left wing,
that's
Democrat
right.
from Republican. So that's the issue. So while you're thinking about that as the key issue,
right.
guess what? That Democrat versus Republican are the same coin. It's the flip sides of the same corrupt coin. It
Bush
doesn't
is getting
matter.
Elected another term. While you're thinking about it being a Democrat and Republican thing, Bush, this time his name is Obama, is being elected another term. Basically,
same
they're all
people.
The same. It's the same people running it. These presidents have no power. They could care less if he even went to college. Anybody can get that paper. Anybody can buy that paper with, for you if they have money. Your parents can buy you a college degree at Yale
yeah.
if you have money.
Look at the baby Bush idiot.
Exactly. If you have, I mean, a family member or anybody that wants to put you up in politics, they can buy your degree for you. Obama's the same idiot that George Bush Jr. was. These people, they know how to read a script. I don't believe they know how to write one. They had to read one with some practice, of course, because we know Obama was stuttering a lot in the beginning, and Bush was constantly stuttering. So even with all of their practice, they're still idiots. You can look at these guys and see they're idiots. I don't know how they're fooling people, because you know why? People are sleeping. They're looking at as I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. Oh, great. We have a Democrat that's now in office. Things are going to be changing. I have hope. This is a man that's half African American. Oh my gosh, this is different. This is a change. There's no change. There's no change. And lots of people are waking up slowly. But guess what, people? I was telling people about this 2 years before Obama was elected. People were laughing at me, making fun of me when I was writing anything about this. They said, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. How dare you? This man's going to change everything. He's like Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, I got hate mail.
How nauseating.
Can you believe that? This was no
we're
man to hang your hat
mail.
On.
We're right. getting hate mail. You know, right now I've got some... I've got a new website going up, by the way, folks. A Healthy World store has been noticed. We got an official warning letter from the FDA. Well, gee whiz, if anybody out there is saying anything true about how wonderful alternative health care is and all the medicine and all the products, OxySilver particularly, they're heavily upset about what I've posted on the Internet about OxySilver. So we received a warning letter recently from the Food and Drug Administration. And you should see how quickly my enemies, my detractors, grabbed the FDA's posted letter online, and now they're making a big thing about how fraudulent Dr. Leonard Horowitz is and how his products are so-and-so. Gee whiz, you know, when they won't be heralding that when I come out with the next website that exposes the FDA and my interrogatories, my letters of communication with them that totally exposes them, they won't be saying, oh, look what Horowitz did. They won't be saying
somebody
that.
Somebody actually took the letter that you sent.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that.
No.
I didn't want to upset you. I know you were doing your research.
Who, gee whiz,
there's always...
Did you send it to somebody that you thought was your friend?
No. The FDA posts the letters. Whenever any of the companies, and there's hundreds and hundreds of companies, there is a minimal, actually, the FDA, again, it's kind of like what I said before. They can't just attack the alternative health care companies. They've got to attack every company. So basically, they have attacked, and they always post those warning letters on the FDA's website. I like to call them the fascist drug addicts, or the federal drug advocates. It doesn't matter. They're fraudulent. They're operating for Big Pharma. They're using extortion methods. In other words, they contact me with a threatening letter saying that they're going to come and either invade our premises with guns, if we don't change the wording, in our case, on our websites with regard to how we promote OxySilver as a wonderful alternative to the toxic and deadly vaccinations and antibiotics.
And it's all natural, no animal-based products. It's not anything that you would inject, so it's non-intrusive.
Yeah.
They're all very natural products that actually you grow. I mean, you can grow the products that they're derivatives of plant.
Well,
all
from Green Harvest, they complain.
Or minerals from the ground, from the earth.
They complain. One of the complaints that the FDA has lodged against us is I needed to change the word cancer. I couldn't claim that ingredients, even though there's tons of science that show that the botanicals and nutrients and the enzymes, all of those things that are from nature's bounty, help to keep the immune system healthy and then ultimately prevent and basically reverse cancers. Well, I can't say that.
What have shown to cure cancer?
No.
Now,
as of last month, you see, the FDA is still operating on the older laws. Now, right now, there is a new FDA loss in court that they just lost in Washington, D.C., federal court, Emord and Associates for Dr. Jonathan Wright had, and a coalition of natural health care activists had advanced a lawsuit against the FDA with regard to a qualified claim. In other words, if I say that Green Harvest contains elements that are anti-cancer or that reverse cancer, I can do that so long as I have attached to that a scientific paper. But it still is currently, still would be contested by the FDA because this decision just came in last month. And you see, what they operate on is not only their ignorance, but our ignorance. If I didn't know that, what I just told you, I would just simply say, oh my, I'm going to have to change this word. But no, in my response letter to the FDA, because I'm aware of this information, I say to them, look, if you want me to change this word, I'm happy to do so, but you have to take responsibility for the new court decision that holds you, the FDA, accountable for giving me the qualified claim disclaimer. In other words, they have to provide me with the correct wording that they recommend me to use that indicates there's science that backs up the claim, a qualified claim, that ingredients in Green Harvest will reduce cancer risks. So this is the kind of game playing that we must play if we're wise and we're professional in this age where the big pharma Gestapo, called the FDA, is attacking every single one of us. And they'll give you, like Sherry says, they'll give you all the toxic waste on a silver platter. They'll give you, for example, another great classic example, just like they did with this chemical dispersant that Johnny on the spot they were prepared for, they gave us Cipro for the anthrax mailings. 90% of the people of 30,000 people, 90% of 30,000 people in the Washington, D.C. area alone following the anthrax mailings took Cipro. Mm-hmm. 90% of those people had long-term brain damage.
So here's the thing. They create the threat. They create the threat. They create the disease. And then they have medicine.
And they had the single one medicine that was prescribed for the anthrax, which was Cipro, and they created all of these medical problems and all these people.
How are they going to make any money if they don't do this?
Well, that's their game. So this is the game.
It's an evil game, that's for sure. And it's a really sick, and it's not something that in my life, I want to be involved with any person that gives their life to that kind of. Can you imagine that you live to do that to other humans?
Well, this is the appeal that I'm making to the FDA.
What kind of conscious level do you live on to be able to do that?
Absolutely.
It's sick.
So that's my game plan right now. I'm going to work very carefully with the Food and Drug Administration officials. I'm going to develop friendships with those people because I'm going to call them on all of the stuff, all of the things that they're writing me about. Well, I'm going to write to them. And by the way, one of the things that I'm going to be advancing is the fact that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, played a major role in what we call AIDS today. They literally created, with the Centers for Disease Control and the Merck Pharmaceutical
Centers
Company.
Centers for Disease Creation.
Centers for Disease Creation.
Which is really
CDC,
what it is.
Centers for Disease Creation. Excuse me, I made a mistake. Not, shouldn't be called Centers for Disease Control. They're controlling the diseases. They're not preventing the diseases.
They're
not curing
them.
Diseases. They're controlling them.
And creating them.
And creating them. So the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, CDC, and the FDA created the hepatitis B vaccines in chimpanzees between 1970 and 1974 that were given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York that brought us AIDS today. I've published that in the scientific literature. That's published in a number of different scientific publications that I pen. And ultimately, I'm going to serve the FDA with notice that if they want me to take this mention of OxySilver being a safe alternative to toxic, risky vaccinations and deadly antibiotics, I am going to reference my scientific research.
They want me to remove that statement.
And I'm going to say, I demand you give me a qualified claim. And here's the science. Here's the science that shows that your agency was involved in the creation of the vaccinations that brought us AIDS today. Let's see what they have to say about that. And for those officials who feel uncomfortable about that, I'm going to call them on this inability to see reasonably into the evil manipulation of Big Pharma over their agency.
Definitely. I mean, I don't see you backking down.
Jeez, that's the game plan. Why? Well, I mean, why back
and
down?
And that's what they want. They
Listen,
want you to back
you know,
down.
Folks, man, we're in the end times. There are going to be about 6 billion people dying. It's going to be a dying party, folks. And you better get used to it. They're telling you. They're advanced warning you. You better get prepared. Everybody's warning you. The ministers, the rabbis, everybody's saying, wake up. It's Judgment Day. And so, you know, the fact is that the celebration is, you know, I've come to terms with my mortality. You know, you can't frighten me with death. I know what's peaceful over the other side. And the fact is that if you can come to terms with your mortality, you can fully live. You can be fully alive, because it's only those who fear death that can't fully live. Because you're in fear. You're not in love. You're not in the moment. You're not in divine human communion. You're in your ego. Your left brain, which is manipulated by the mainstream media, the mass mind. This is the indoctrination mechanism of the human dumbed down, mind control, enslaved being. Now, you want to emancipate yourself from that? Give up fear. In fact, give up fear of dying.
And, you know, you have to know that if they're coming out and the FDA is attacking all the alternative alternative remedy manufacturers and all the people that are actually selling alternative remedies, there is something coming down the pike. And what that is they're seeding the air. They have lots of chemtrails going
Thank
on right now.
Thank you for bringing that up.
And they're doing something right now, lowering our immune system, which they started last year. They're continuing it on this year. The H1N1 is also going to come out bigger this year than ever. The vaccination promotion marketing campaign is going to be much bigger this year. They're getting everybody ready. Now, if they take away all the alternatives, what do they think that people are going to resort to? They're going to resort to what the pharmaceutical companies are offering,
Joining
which
us
is
there.
Vaccinations and pharmaceutical drugs.
Drug cocktails. So let me give you a better picture. If you haven't read the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare came out 3 months before 9/11. In June of 2001, I published that book, and I sent about 750 copies to members of Congress. And I sent a copy to the FBI. A week before the anthrax mailings, I brought them a personal copy because it laid out who was behind the anthrax mailings. Now, that book does better job than any other book out there explaining what we're witnessing right now. The broadest brushstrokes, the big picture, is what's called non-lethal warfare using the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting non-lethal warfare. It's called Russian biological cocktail method because the Americans and the American propaganda mechanisms created that phrase to blame the Russians for what we're witnessing. The Russian biological cocktail method is where you expose targeted populations first to deadly chemicals, like we're seeing in the food, in the water, in the air, the chemtrail sprays, the fluoridated, chlorinated water, the aspartame, the sweeteners that are causing all of this immune suppression and endocrine upset imbalance, all of the obesity, all of the challenges to the human being created by the intoxication from these chemicals that the drug companies are telling you are so wonderful, and the FDA is saying, approved, 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 give me more money, let me get some more money from you, and I'll pass whatever you got. I'll accept whatever science you tell me is valid, and go ahead, right to market, let's fast track this miracle of modern chemistry. So this is what's called the first part of the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting non-lethal warfare, which is lethal. It's deadly, but it doesn't kill you quickly. It kills you slowly. It kills you most profitably, because essentially you're now addicted to the drugs. That's why they're called the FDA, the federal drug addicts. They're totally addicted to drugs themselves, and they love to dispense them for you, for your addiction and your requirement to be on these drugs, just like they're telling you for H1N1, swine flu emergencies, you got to take the vaccinations. They're prescribing, mandating for children and for parents who are psychologically problematic in the schools, mandating these drugs. This is what they are. They're federal drug addicts. Now, so step one, intoxicates. Step two, infects. Step one is the chemical intoxication and immune suppression, such that you then become more susceptible to succumbing, dying from infectious diseases, which they then loose from their laboratories. They have Johnny-on-the-spot vaccines that they tell you that are effective when they're not. And so you begin to see this whole picture that they're conducting exactly what the report from Iron Mountain that I mentioned at the beginning of this show was all about. It was a creation of substitutes for standard militarization and war economies. They wanted to think about ways in which they could create an ongoing commercialization and profiteering off of humanity's suffering and depopulation without bringing in nuclear or standard traditional weapons of mass destruction. So they've brought us now environmental degradation. They've brought us now chemical intoxication. They've brought us now vaccinations that cause all of these autoimmune diseases and cancers that are, again, very expensive, long-term maintenance to treat. This is disease control, not disease cure. And ultimately, the other agenda was a space-based threat that would literally threaten the entire planet. The weather changes, the earth changes, the electromagnetic frequency generators from Project HARP and European IceCat, all of this cellular phone manipulation of the frequency vibrations that literally cause dissonance, dis-ease in we the people. We are Holy Spirit-filled temples. We are made from water and minerals. 80% of your body is a superconductor of vibrational energy. That's spirituality. And that ultimately the minerals have these electrons spinning, like your DNA is spinning, like the universe is spinning. It's vibrating according to frequencies. We now know those. This is the good news that not this Insight Hour we're going to talk about. I think maybe next week we'll do a show, a full show, on what we are advancing with 528 hertz frequency, the understanding of the music that shall set us free, that's always been here, that's available right here, right now. All of nature This green botanical world is vibrating in this greenish yellow 528 hertz frequency color because it's intelligent and it's in divine communion. Now we humans need to get into that same clear channel broadcast to live fulfilled, live in love, live peace on earth, live healed and optimally energized, healthy, happy. And so this is now the agenda. It's environmental pollution. It's environmental and natural resource destruction that threatens the entire planet. It is space-based problems, weaponry, sunspots, solar flares, comets, aliens, you name it, from outer space threats. This is the report from Iron Mountain. We are living it. We are witnessing it. And if you don't have this intelligence, you don't have the truth that shall set you free, you shall be enslaved by your ignorance. Because ignorance is no longer bliss. Ignorance is deadly.
And if you don't like to read, Death in the Air is also available on DVD as well.
Yeah.
Some
people don't like to read. Go to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com has all of my books, including the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Please get it, read it. And the DVD, also Death in the Air DVD, is excellent for the review of this information. The good news is on, let's say, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and the Love Code Seminar DVD. Wonderful, uplifting information. Totally gives us a whole different perspective, a spiritual perspective.
Walk on Water
is an excellent DVD, and the book Walk on Water is also very good. Love, the Real Da Vinci Code book. If you really want to get up to speed where we are right now in the intelligence and the mathematics.
Or healing codes.
And the music.
Healing codes. Healing codes is
where I began back in 1998 with Dr. Paleo's research into the original musical scale called the Solfeggio. That's where you can begin. But where we are right now is we're having 2 years ago decrypted Leonardo da Vinci's real code, the real Da Vinci code, not the fake one, the ridiculous distraction that the movie or the book by Dan Brown was all about. This is the real stuff that we're blessed to advance. So go to healthyworldstore.com and order any of those. Peruse all of the materials that are on there. Read them. Integrate the information to have this truth that shall set you free. Share them liberally with others. We give you permission to play all of the DVDs on your local cable station. We get numerous requests. About once a week we get a request for me to sign some form. Happy to do it. Get the messages out there. Get the truth out there so that you can serve the people, and let's wake each other up so that we can have some semblance of sanity in the little time remaining that we've got on this planet. Sherry, we've got about 2 minutes. You want to share anything else about the Healthy World Affiliates program?
Yeah, if you want to sign up as a Healthy World Affiliate, you go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. We also have videos up on there. If you go to the site, you'll see the video. There's an intro. I did an intro to talk about it, to introduce you to it, and then on each of the products.
Yeah, that's great. Each of the products now.
I interviewed you, and then you talked about all the products.
Yeah, so you can get a great information and background on each of the top-selling products on healthyworldaffiliates.com and healthyworldstore.com. You can see Sherry interviewed me, and we actually have it live right now on YouTube for a free view. So make yourself conscious, aware, intelligent about what it is that we're offering so that you can help save lives and prosper likewise.
And we appreciate all of your support out there. We do have a lot of people that are supporting what we're
doing.
Totally.
Thank you so much for your prayers. We love you. We thank you so much for being part of our lives and giving us the sustenance, not only financial but spiritual. All you folks that have been praying for us, because we are. This lady here is doing outstanding work. And, you know, I've been doing some pretty heavy, you know, exposés for the last decade and a half. And so I want you to know that your prayers that have kept my family and I healthy and happy and prospered and protected by the angels of protection so that we have been successful at doing what we're doing, what our calling is, to spread the truth, the worst of the worst news, and the best of the best, is right here on the Inside Hour every Tuesday night, bbsradio.com. Check us out on also on the internet. We're live streaming right now, not only on BBS, I understand, but also on love528tv.net, love528tv.net. And we're going to be soon launching 528records.com. So until next week, actually, we've got one more minute. Yeah, so next week, I believe, we should have 528records.com. Here's a little overview. You see, the world is right now in dissonance, in sin. Sin means to be off the mark, comes from the Greek archery term. The major spiritual sin deals with this issue of the music of the night that has overshadowed the music of the light. This is a direct relevance to Phantom of the Opera. But the music of the light, the truth that shall set us free is love, is 528. We're about to transpose all of the world's music from 528, from 44, A440 standard tuning to A444, which is C528. Look at what happens this week on 528records.com. I believe that website is going online this week. 528records.com. It shall be a musical bullet heard around the world.
So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next
week. See you next week.
Tuesday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Love you.
God bless you all.
Bye.
Stay well.